This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The turn to this next story goes like this: from jobs in the energy economy to the energy required for jobs in the creative economy. Atiya Jones is a visual artist. She's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And back in the early months of this pandemic, she put her energy into making face masks. She talked about that with us back in July of 2020. And in the months and year or something since, her career has taken another turn.
So at the top of the pandemic, I was working a part-time job for the sole purpose of making money. This was not a dream-fulfilling position in any manner. And I did not feel the need to re-enter the workforce with that particular job when work became available because it didn't feel safe to me, which is a part of, you know, where being a mask producer was beneficial for me. But at some point, I distinctly remember missing myself. I missed making art that was not for sale, just art that I needed to get out of my body. And so I applied for a grant asking candidates to identify an issue that they became aware of throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. And an issue that I feel I have always run into professionally is not having time. My work is deeply inspired by the things I see, the absence of Black people when I travel sometimes. You know, these are all things that I don't have access to unless I have access to travel, unless I have access to just go for long walks. That is a luxury for me. And so what we created was a fellowship program, essentially, in which two artists would receive financial support in order to maintain their life. It isn't a project-based fellowship. It is more so related to the gap year and certain points of privilege that a lot of queer and BIPOC creatives do not have, with a kind of unbridled use of funding. We identified time as the luxury, as the time is the grant. This stipend equates to a $15 an hour job, 40 hours a week. It's not that much money. But in my time within my fellowship, I have learned how to drive. I went to meet my sister in Jamaica, which is a place that she truly loves. And now we hope that we can provide another opportunity for two marginalized artists to spend some time with themselves in whatever way suits their creative needs. I got back in the studio, and the things that I make right now are kind of fun. I have a better time in creating, and as I'm experiencing my own self-led fellowship, I'm also trying to find ways to make it a reality for someone else.
Atiya Jones, she's in Pittsburgh, PA. That fellowship, by the way, that she was talking about is funded by Arts Equity Reimagined and the Kelly Stringhorn Theater. It's called Time Sensitive.